Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about who we should sit with and who should we associate with as a friend. You know, friendship is one of the very important aspects and dimensions of the life of a human being. And who we choose as a friend plays a great role in our destiny, our felicity, both in this world and in the hereafter. You know, there is a verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty narrates from one of the people in the hereafter who becomes wretched on account of his deeds. This person says, "Woe to me! I wish that I had not taken such and such a person as a friend. Ya laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. He misguided me after I had been guided to the right path." Right? So friendship is one of those things which is very important. We have to be careful who we choose as a friend. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the disciples, meaning the Hawariyun, the disciples of the Prophet Jesus, they said the following to the Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, O Spirit of Allah, O Spirit of God, with whom must we sit? The Prophet Jesus said the following in response to their question. He said, those who remind you of Allah when you look at them. When you look at them, you should remember Allah. They should be pious people, and you know the signs of piety should be apparent in them. And by looking at them, you should remember God, whose speech increases you in your knowledge. Meaning, when they talk, you know they should their speech should increase your knowledge. They should not speak vain things which are purposeless and which have no benefit to you. Rather, when they talk, your knowledge should increase. And whose deeds draw you to the hereafter. When they act, they should encourage you by their actions, you know, to also be good and pious and perform good deeds. And, you know, these deeds should draw you away from the world and worldliness and draw you towards the hereafter. These are the three characteristics that the Prophet Jesus mentioned in a person who we should accompany and who we should sit with and befriend. And it's not hard to, you know, find such a person. It just requires there are people in this world like this. It just requires a lot of hard work to seek them out and to find them and to befriend them. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, do not sit but with every scholar who calls you from five states to five states, from doubt to certainty, from hypocrisy to sincerity, from desire to fear of Allah, from arrogance to humility, and from deceit to advising. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at whom we should sit with in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد